SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. For the second time this week, President Trump on Friday postponed his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
On Monday, the president extended his deadline until Friday, but now he's giving Iran another 10 days to cooperate and reopen the Strait of Hormuz by April 6th. He said he was delaying an attack on Iran's power plants because talks aimed at ending the war are going, in his words, very well. However, Iran continues to say it is not negotiating with the U.S. and has rejected a 15-point proposal from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking in Miami last night at an event sponsored by the Saudi Foreign Wealth Fund, President Trump said that at the end of the war, with Iran, both Saudi Arabia and Israel will have an opportunity to normalize their relations.
It's now time. We've now taken them out, and they are out bigly. We got to get into the Abraham Accords. And we hope all of the countries are going to be in the Abraham Accords.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. did not tell Ukraine that it has to give Russia the Donbass region, as Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky claims.
We've told the Ukrainian side what the Russians are insisting on. We're not advocating for it. We've explained it to them. It's their choice to make. It's not for us to make for them. We've never told them they have to take it or leave it. The role we have played is to try to figure out what both sides want and see if we can bridge the middle ground.
Golfing legend Tiger Woods facing two charges after being arrested on suspicion of DUI yesterday. Martin County Sheriff John Budisak said Woods did pass the alcohol test.
At the Martin County Jail, and even on scene, we really weren't suspicious of alcohol being involved in this case, and that proved to be true at the jail. So Mr. Woods did a breathalyzer test, blew triple zeros, but when it came time for us to ask for a urinalysis test, he refused.
And therefore, he was arrested for DUI. This is SRN News. Most religious Americans say they don't have any problem with gambling.
If any demographic group was liable to oppose betting for moral reasons, you might think it would be people of faith. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals just 35% of Protestants think gambling is morally wrong. 25% of Catholics agree, as do 25% of Jewish Americans. Amongst atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular faith, even fewer see any moral concerns about betting. Michael Harrington reporting.
More Democrats are openly running on faith. Candidates include James Tallarico, a Texas seminarian running for Senate, and several ordained ministers running in Iowa for Congress. Democrat Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also leans into faith with a new book out amid speculation he plans to run for president in 2028. Experts say many Democrats shy away from religious talk because many of their supporters are atheists. This is SRN News. A planned attack in New York foiled by undercover law enforcement.
Federal law enforcement officials disrupted a plot to firebomb the New York City home of a prominent Palestinian activist, Nerdine Kiswani. She's the co-founder of the group Within Our Lifetime. She says she was informed by an FBI official that there was a threat on her life. She said that she was told that the man had been apprehended. According to a criminal complaint, Alexander Hiefler was arrested in his New Jersey home late Thursday after an undercover operation revealed that he planned to throw a dozen Molotov cocktails at Kiswani's home.
Investigators say two deadly home explosions in Mississippi happened after shifting clay soil pulled natural gas pipelines apart underground, and the leaks went unrepaired. Officials say both leaks were reported to Atmos Energy weeks earlier, but the utility rated them as being low risk. More stories at srnnews.com.